switch. Run, I say! Run!
The Guy James Show is on in less than 1 minute.
Fly! Fly, you hear me? Give my creation! Fly!
So this was fun.
You're going to like this.
Let go!
Right now!
Well, this is it.
Let's get this over with.
So this is good. We got progress.
Any questions before we proceed?
Good countdown. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You have entered a restricted broadcast area. You have entered a restricted broadcast area.
What your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream.
This is the Guy James Show.
The world is getting older. There's a few things to be said. Do you believe the things they told you? Do you believe the things you read?
The Guy James Show, America's number one Democratic talk show. You've heard from the radical right. Now, all that's left is the truth. And now here's Guy James.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Guy James Show. So glad to have all of you along with us this afternoon. We hope to have a good show for you today. Lots of information. Who knows? Maybe even a little entertainment, song and dance and that sort of thing. Well, maybe not. Hey, how are you today? You having a good day? It's hump day, as a lot of people like to call it. I never did really call Wednesday hump day. I don't know. For some reason, it's not the middle of my week, so never has been, really. So it's never been hump day for me, but it is for a lot of you, I'm sure. Where was I going with this? I was looking at my little stack of information I had stacked up here today. A lot of things to talk about today, of course. Many things in the news. New bombing of a mosque in Iraq. Things not looking good. This surge not working out so well, evidently. It's painfully obvious that it's not working out very well. We'd love to have you join the program today, and no matter where you're at, you can call us 866-546-5254, 866-546-5254, and if you've got minutes to spare, if you've got the unlimited calling, why, give us a call at 941-876-6896. Won't cost you anything, won't cost us anything either, so that'll work out just fine. We have Vonage here for one of our lines, and of course the toll-free numbers that roll over and all that sort of thing. I won't get into that. I'm not an engineer. You don't want to hear that. Maybe you are, but I'm not. I'm lucky to be able to keep this place going. Anyway, lots happening. I see that, what did I do with this note here? Oh, Mary Matlin. Have you seen this pitiful note from Mary Matlin trying to raise money for Scooter Libby? Have you seen it? My goodness. One wonders just how desperate Mary Matlin will get. Now, I see her hubby's name is not on this. It was on the letter to Judge Walton. But she's trying to raise money for Scooter. And I got one of these, and don't ask me how I got one of these notes from Mary Matlin, but I did. And it's a long, drawn-out, protracted affair here, but let me read some of it to you. From this, one of the members of the so-called Law and Order gang, right? The right-wingers who believe in law and order and the rule of law says, "Dear friend, I'm deeply saddened by the news I must share, yet there is no way around it. For Scooter Libby and his family, this bizarre legal nightmare goes on. While we have never met, well, you got that right, Mary. While we've never met, I think I'd still be screaming if I'd met her. While we've never met, I am asking for your help as we work to get a new trial clearing Scooter's name of crimes he didn't commit. Au contraire, Mary. Crimes he didn't commit? She goes on to say, he is an unsung hero in the war on terror, and he needs your help as soon as you finish reading this letter. Scooter has lost almost everything, his job at the White House. He faces years in jail and tremendous financial distress. And for what? He's going to jail because his memory of conversations differed from those of news reporters about who said what and when. Well, now, Mary, don't you suppose that anybody who's ever been convicted of perjury and maybe obstruction of justice throughout the annals of history could say, oh, gee, I didn't lie. I didn't lie at all. I just had a different memory. My memory was in lapse. I didn't remember it right. You suppose that would fly with everybody that's gotten convicted? And I do want to add those word that word convicted, Mary, convicted by a jury of his peers, convicted, guilty. She goes on to say, Scooter was never charged with any wrongdoing in the multi-million-dollar investigation into leaking the spy's name, and we know now that the special prosecutor knew early on that Richard Armitage was the leaker. Fall guy, political trial, travesty, pick your term. They all fit what's happened to Scooter, but it remains